This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. From the nation's capital in Washington, D.C., I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, World Pork Expo is less than a month away, and we had the chance to talk with National Pork Producers Council President Dale Stadler. He is going to be previewing that event with us coming up after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association's Research Center for Farming Innovation is driven to deliver unbiased research and results to all our members. Our nationally recognized team of researchers' only incentive is to improve Iowa soybean farmers' productivity, profitability, and sustainability. From farmer-led trials to the latest research results, our team can find the right unbiased opportunity to meet your farm's unique needs, all thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment. Learn more about ISA's Research Center for Farming Innovation at iasoybeans.com.
Talking right now with the National Pork Producers President, Dwayne Stadler, a producer out of Ohio. President Stadler, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with us right now.
Thanks for having me, Dustin.
All right, so we're only a month away, actually we're less than a month away from the kickoff of World Pork Expo back in Des Moines. And of course, lots of things that you guys are going to be talking about, I'm sure, with the producers and showcasing for the producers. What kind of things can we kind of talk about? What kind of things can we kind of expect this year out of that event?
Well, we'll have a lot of workshops and stuff that will go on there during that time. The biggest thing of it is the communication and the networking that gets together. Of course, we have a big equipment show, and a lot of producers come for that. McDonald's will be there with their roll-in for breakfast in the mornings and stuff. But it's a way for producers to get together and network, and that helps one another so much in discussing your problems that you're having back home. It's easy to find out that you're not the only one that's having the same issue.
And in the educational aspects, you guys have got a lot of programs available for those producers to learn more about what's going on, how they can do a better job of producing that product as well.
Yes, they can. There's enough of a variety of all the aspects that we're covering within the industry that they can sort of see what they want, get to the meetings they want to, get out and network with some, get out and see some equipment. It makes it for a nice, that's why it's so popular and everybody likes to come.
And, of course, we also get that international audience that comes as well, the producers from other countries. And I think it's also great for to share some of the innovations that we have to help everybody do a better job and keep their hogs safe, and also talk about some of the common problems, like maybe it's disease, maybe it's trade and situations from different aspects. There's a lot that we can all find common ground on in an event like that.
Yes, and not only the fact that there are foreigners coming to see our equipment, but it's changed a lot. There's a lot of foreign equipment that's on display. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that comes in here. It's cross generations and cross companies are a lot that's involved in. So it's more of a world, that's why we call it World Pork Expo, because it involves everybody across the world.
As we look forward to that, what are some things you think are going to be top conversations that they're going to have there at the event?
I imagine trade and tariffs will still be a highlighted event. PERS, the industry, we're starting to see a need to try to get to where we get a better handle on these diseases. And I think you're going to see some workshop stuff done on that and some rollout of some programs and some ideas. How can we work together? You know, it's not like pseudorabies eradication where we had a vaccine. We just got to make sure we do everything we can. But how can we tighten our biosecurity? How can we share with other producers to where we can try to have this disease problem, especially PERS, not affecting so many producers?
All right. Well, again, if folks want to know when that is, again, that's coming up next month in Des Moines, correct?
Yes, that's coming up the 1st of June.
That, again, was National Pork Producers Council President Dwayne Stadler. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.